Streaming services like to suggest shows for you to watch with helpful descriptions like dark comedy or brooding detective drama or strong female lead. But what if the main character is less of a hero and more of an oddball? Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with a pair of books with what could be perhaps best described as unusual female characters. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Our first book is a debut novel called Laura and Emma by Kate Greathead. We meet Laura in 1980, waking up from a bad dream, thinking it might be nice if she had a husband to discuss it with. But the only other time she misses having a partner is if something breaks in her apartment. Laura is an odd duck in many ways. She has little interest in clothes, but what people assume is cluelessness is actually extreme ecological concern. Since everything she owns will one day end up in a landfill, she avoids buying altogether. Laura's from an extremely wealthy family, and though she rejects their lifestyle in some respects, she does take their money and is the wedding coordinator at the museum now located in her great-grandfather's mansion. Unfortunately, this is a position for which she is quite unsuited, but nepotism overrules any other concerns. Then, in this very quiet life of hers, a thunderbolt strikes. In her single experience of sexual congress, which occurs under conditions both sad and funny, she gets pregnant. Reproduction is certainly not part of her plan to save the planet, but on the day of her scheduled abortion, a sparrow gets into her room and changes her mind. Yes, you heard me right, a sparrow. And then her daughter Emma is born and turns out to be as different from her mother as she can be. The New York Times review of this book compared it to the great Mrs. Bridge, Evan S. Connell's classic 1959 study of repressed WASP womanhood. Ultimately, it is a quiet but interesting book, perhaps like a person who speaks so softly that you end up paying very close attention. Our next book is The Magnificent Esme Wells by Adrian Sharp. Set in the late 1930s Los Angeles and early 1950s Las Vegas, it follows the coming of age of the daughter of two beautiful losers, a snake-bit Jewish gambler and a chorus girl. As a blonde, blue-eyed child of six, Esme Silver has not yet been enrolled in school, which doesn't mean she's not getting an education. She spends her days on the MGM lot with her mother and at the track with her father. She's known to the regulars at both places. One of her rituals is to purchase lunch at the track's concession stand for her father and herself, four hot dogs for 40 cents. The counter lady often combs out her hair and washes her face. In one track of this story, 20-year-old Esme recalls the events of 1939 that culminated in her moving with her father to Las Vegas, where he was employed by Bugsy Siegel. The second track follows Esme's own career in Vegas, which takes off when she's noticed at age 15 by Nate Stein, an ambitious and ruthless Jewish gangster. Stein is fictional, but many of the characters are real, including cameos by Judy Garland, the Andrews sisters, and Busby Berkeley. If you liked Jennifer Egan's Manhattan Beach, The Magnificent Esme Wells offers a similarly immersive mid-20th century experience, featuring a heroine as interesting, tough, and tragic as Egan's Anna Carrigan, with similar daddy issues and gangland connections.
The books are Laura and Emma by Kate Greathead and The Magnificent Esme Wells by Adrian Sharp. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.